Welcome, welcome, everybody, to another episode of Brain Turds. I'm Monkey Arms.
And I'm T-Rex.
And we are in another day of quarantine. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing pretty good. You?
Slap happy, stir crazy. I have no idea. I don't know anymore. I mean, you figure, I think I'm a little deeper in this than you are at the moment, because I'm doing this thing where I'm trying to write a little bit on just my own personal blog, and I've been doing it since day one that I have been out of work. So I'm up to day 18 when we are recording this.
Holy shit.
18 days that I have not been working. What about you? You just recently got put on some shutdown, but do you even know? What day is it? I don't even know what day it is, man.
What is this? This is, Jesus Christ. Yeah, okay, I've been off 2 full weeks now. Good God. Do you have to keep like looking at the calendar or something to see what day it is? What the actual day?
Oh, I know. I just talked with my wife today about, we were like, oh, today feels like Sunday. It's not Sunday. Nobody fucking knows what day it is right now. I mean, you don't realize how much you plan every single day based on your work week, obviously. But man, I can remember coming home from work and seeing my dog asleep on the couch, and I just look at my dog, and I said this out loud. I look at my dog and I'm like, man, you've got the life. Well, I'm living the life of a dog, man. I'm going on walks every day. I go lay around on the couch. I mean, it's a great time to be a dog right now.
You're not pooping in the grass, are you?
I want to try new things. This is the opportunity for that. Have you ever done it?
Running out peeing on the fire hydrant.
It is liberating. I'm telling you, this is a time where we try new things in isolation. We're supposed to do activities by ourselves. Well, that's one of them. That's one of them.
I'm not. I haven't resorted to the pooping outside, but I do step outside and pee out there once in a while.
Yeah, you got to, man. Grab life by the balls. That's what I'm saying. That's the time we're living in. I don't think that phrase applies here, but whatever. So what have you been doing? What have you been up to? How are you? Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10 insanity right now?
You know, I'm still doing pretty good sane-wise. But yeah, it's interesting because you wake up and your days are all the same. There's not a whole lot you can do. Yeah, go for a few runs here and there. Again, we've got our own personal gyms at our houses, so yeah, I work out there.
That's amazing right now. I mean, I wouldn't even talk to too many people about that because you're liable to get broken into.
Well, you
no, I mean it's definitely great.
You named your gym. What was the name of your gym?
Oh shit, I don't even shit. What was it?
I don't know. That's why
what
I asked.
What was it? Oh crap. I don't remember. Well,
that wasn't a rhetorical question. I was actually, because I actually sat down and was like, I was thinking of things that I could call my gym since you'd named yours. So the name of my gym was Mark's.
God, that was only like 18 days ago?
Yes.
Well, how do I not remember this already?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I said, I went ahead and named mine.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I named it Mark's Social Distance Fitness.
I like it. That's got a nice ring to it. Mark's Social Distance Fitness. Yeah. And it's only, that's what's crazy about your gym is it's exclusive club. Like only one person's allowed to have a membership.
Yeah. Yeah. I told him this week, I'm not paying the dues.
Yeah. I totally get it. Yeah. You know what? I need to talk to myself about that too, because I'm still charging me.
Yeah.
I'm such a dick.
Man, you got to think of the little guy. How are you going to keep charging yourself? You got to think of the little guy. You're out of work.
I know. And you know what's also bullshit is not only do I pay for my own membership, I got to clean my own facility.
Yeah.
This is bullshit, man.
Yeah.
What is going on? I need a new policy.
I have to go under new management.
Yeah. Well, clearly, I think we've both gone a little stir crazy here because we are very amped up. Is ample a word? We're very ample right now.
I think ample, doesn't that mean more? Like she's very ample, like she's big breasted?
Whoa. Oh, I think that word you're looking for is voluptuous. We're very ample and voluptuous right now. I don't know. We're probably going to get some tweets about that. Because you know what now also? I put us on Twitter. I didn't tell you about that, but we're back on Twitter now.
Oh, we're on Twit, huh?
We're on Twit because I feel like it's just I wanted to get the episodes out there with having the teacher episode and the nursing episode. So I thought we could do a little bit of promotion that way. So, yeah, we are on Twitter. That's the only social media that we are on. And we don't even like being on that because we're trying to be social distance from even social media. But, yeah. Outside of running and us being competitive with our runs and everything and getting out and walking the dogs and stuff like that, have you found that you now have more time to do things that maybe you have put off before? Or a lot of people use that excuse where they're like, I would do this if I had the time, but I don't have the time. Well, now everybody's got the time. So have you found yourself doing things that you've been putting off with the excuse that you didn't have time to do them?
I don't see my big thing is like, some of the things that I wanted to do around the house require me to actually go to a store to buy some stuff. And I've been trying to stay away from going to the stores. Like the other day we had to run into town. We had to pick up a few groceries and I needed a chainsaw blade because mine is no longer any good. So we had to get a new chainsaw blade. So my wife and we were driving there, I looked at her and I said, you might go ahead and call Menards and find out like where the chainsaw blades are, if they've got one, because I don't want to spend any more time in the store than necessary.
Sure, yeah.
So let's, you know, they said, yeah, we have them. They're in aisle, I can't remember what aisle, but so we went in, we grabbed them, we looked at a couple other things, and we got the fuck out. I mean, that's,
yeah.
I don't want to dilly-dally around in these stores anymore.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how it should be. I've actually taken the extra step myself as well. I had only gone to the grocery store in 18 days. I've only gone to the grocery store, I think, twice. And even that, I was like, I would like to stop doing this if I can. So I looked into the Instacart and the online grocery shopping where you can go and just pick it up or it can be delivered to your door. And options are definitely limited right now because everybody and their brother's doing that. So I was limited to only going to Aldi through Instacart. But I decided, you know, with my wife being a nurse and her going into the hospitals, that not only puts her at a greater risk, but that also puts anybody who lives in our house, myself, also at a greater risk because I don't know what stuff she's bringing home. And so I don't want to have anything carried on me or whatever and then go and put that out into the world. So I did my Instacart shopping and I have groceries scheduled for delivery on Monday. So I'm not even getting out to the grocery store anymore. I mean, I guess they'll be there. The occasional item I'll have to go pick up, but I'm really trying to do my part, man. I'm really trying to do my part and stay home.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's not easy for me to just kind of sit around the house and like I said, I've got a couple of projects I'd like to do, and you know, it requires me to actually go to a store to buy some stuff. Well, I guess part of the good thing is there's a guy that lives in my little town that has a general store, and he actually had some things, so we just went up the road a little ways and, you know, bought a few things. So I got one of my projects pretty much done. I mean, as far as I can get it done, I should say. I mean, there's some other things I want to do to it, but it serves its purpose for now. But,
and you know, yeah, what?
Eventually I'd like to finish it.
That's something that is even more, that's not the right way to phrase it. That's something that I am encouraging people even more so to do is shop locally. So the fact that you've got a little general store and you're going there and you've purchased a few things, that's fantastic, man, because those little businesses are the businesses that are going to find it the hardest to get through this pandemic. So that's great. And I encourage people, if you can get gift cards from local, little local mom and pop shops or anything, I mean, do that because those are the people that's going to need, they're going to need the extra financial assistance to get through this. I mean, that's awesome.
Oh yeah. I agree with you 100%. Yeah. You know, do the local small businesses, you know, shop there, give them the money. You know, these big corporations, they're going to get through, they'll be fine. But these mom and pop shops, we don't know. Yeah. They may be able to get a loan from the government or whatever, but
yeah. And not,
you know, as much money as they can get right now be helping.
And not just mom and pop, like little shops, but mom and pop restaurants, little eateries and stuff like that. I mean, we've got a lot of little places here.
Yes.
That are just nice little local food places. And we got takeout, I think, twice from one of the local places during this pandemic because, you know, they're still open for takeout. And if people aren't getting takeout, they're not getting paid. And that's something if we have the opportunity to do, we want to try and do. Another thing I've been able to do to keep busy is I have been playing a lot of guitar music recently. And I mean, I've had so much free time to practice, but that has been such a great time killer and an interactive time killer, man. I sat up in the room earlier this week and just played along to every song I knew how to play, just played along to the records for a good 2 hours, man. And it was just so relaxing, and just, there was so much fun to just sit and do that. So if anybody can pick up a hobby, come out of this with a skill, man. Come out of this with something that you did want to learn or do. And it's just fun. I really enjoyed it.
Now, do you find yourself like, you think it's been like 10, 15 minutes, and next thing you know, you look at the clock and it has been an hour, 2 hours?
It definitely,
have you found yourself in that situation?
It definitely depends on what activity I'm doing. If I am playing guitar, yeah, 10 minutes goes by in like 10 seconds. That's definitely one of those things. Or drawing even. You saw I drew an anatomical heart earlier this week. And yeah, you sit down to draw and you think it's been 10 minutes and it's been an hour. Even today, I think overall, I'm filling my time in creative ways. And today I went out and ran 8 miles. And then my wife and I took the dogs on a walk after that, which was like another mile or 2 miles. And by the time I was done with everything and writing the blog and playing music, I was like, oh, shit, it's already 4:30, almost 5 o'clock. Where did the day go? And I think that's good, because the day's not feeling like it's dragging, because I'm trying to find positivity. And that's honestly what this episode is about. If you haven't noticed, we're not talking about negative stuff today, because we're all in this together. We're all getting through this pandemic. So I want to see how everybody's doing in the pandemic.
Well, that's like, I mean, just like the other day, me and my wife were outside and we were working. You know, she was doing some stuff and I was getting ready. I was going to go for a run. And next thing I know, you know, she was trying to get the bush hog hooked up to the tractor, and she was having a problem getting it to line up.
you just gave away that you're a Midwesterner, man. The bush hog lined up with the tractor. What the? There's not a more Midwestern thing to say than that right there. Holy shit. I don't even know what that means anymore.
Like, you fucking hillbillies.
I tell you what.
Well, that's like, I was getting ready to go for a run. Next thing I know, it was like 2 hours later, I was finally taking off my run. I was like, what the fuck happened? I didn't realize I was out there messing with it that long.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it happened. Yeah.
I was probably a good couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you. Yeah. Well, I want to say one thing that I actually found that, well, let me start with this. Yesterday was the first day. I'm not a super extrovert, need a lot of human interaction kind of person. I'm very introverted. I am very good at entertaining myself. That's not an innuendo for something, so shut up. But I am very good at entertaining myself. Stop laughing.
I can't. I'm trying.
But yesterday, I turned on, I like to listen to jazz a lot, and so I'll turn on YouTube videos of like jazz or whatever, and I turned on jazz, and I look at the screen, I put it on my television, and it's just an image of an empty like coffee shop with like a little stage. And I was looking at that, and I was just like, man, I kind of miss just going into like a coffee shop or like a bookstore. And then I was scrolling through YouTube videos as a pastime, because YouTube is very easy to get lost in, and Luke Combs actually did a little private home concert. He's in quarantine as well as everybody else is, and he loves playing music. And he thought, well, I'm gonna put a camera on and do a live stream on Instagram and just play music, play like 4 or 5 songs from my garage. And I turned that on, and man, it was just, there was so much joy in just sitting there and watching him also be in this with everybody else and listen to him play live. And that's not something you get. These stars and everybody, nobody's really done that in the past. They haven't put on like whole garage or home concerts. And now so many stars are doing it. But yesterday was the first day that I was like, I kind of miss this. I wish I could go and like watch some live music right now. And that was really helpful. I was happy that Luke Combs did that.
Yeah, I'm going to bring up a name that I'm sure you remember, and we did an interview with him a long time ago. He did a live concert, Jarrett Bolt.
Oh, really? I wondered if he did that. So that's the only thing that I'm upset about, is I'm not on social media anymore. I didn't get to see what he was doing. So he did that too then. That's awesome.
Yeah, I watched for a little while. I probably watched 10, 15 minutes of it or so. Watched probably 3 or 4 songs. And yeah, it was a pretty good little show he had going on. I think he was just sitting, it looked like in his living room. But yeah, Yeah, it's pretty cool to see guys doing that. You know, they're still entertaining people. And, you know, right now, I'm sure, like, you know, as well as I do, he's a struggling artist. And so he's probably not making any money, but there he was on Facebook and he was doing a little live show. It was pretty cool.
Right. And that's what's so cool about all of this is these stars and these musicians and whatnot, they love playing music. And yeah, it's also their career. But when they're not able to do their tours and put on shows and everything, well, all they want to do is play music, and they want to play music for people. And now this whole pandemic and this shutdown and this lockdown is giving them the opportunity to think about how they can get their music out there in other ways. And Brad Paisley's been doing it. Keith Urban's been doing it. One Republic has been doing it. Chris Martin from Coldplay has been doing it. All these people have been doing it. And Brad Paisley was saying that he would like to continue doing stuff like this in the future and putting out these little home concerts and stuff for everybody, because it's a great way for everybody to be apart but be together. And a lot of people are using the hashtag together at home, because we are all in this together. And that's just a way for everybody to kind of stay connected, and you see the good side of humanity. And that's what I have loved about this.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool. It's seeing, you know, it's showing everybody that, you know, like you said, we are in this together. We can't get away from it. And it's cool to see people out there, you know, doing little whatever. Like, I guess Dolly Parton is supposed to start reading like bedtime stories to kids or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that as well. So, she was on one of the morning shows, Today Show or something, and she was talking about that. Yeah, a lot of stars are getting out there and doing things.
Well, we watched a couple of the, I watched Bill Maher the other night, and it's creepy as fuck to watch those shows now, because there's no audience. He was doing it from his own backyard, and it's like, man, this is really weird. I mean, but yeah, it's cool that people are still out there doing that kind of stuff instead of just shutting it all down completely.
It's interesting to me that you say it's kind of creepy or it's weird, because I've sounded like a broken record to my wife. I know I have, because I watch these videos and I watch, like, Jimmy Fallon is doing it from home, and he's got his kids like writing out URLs and doing all of his graphics and stuff in like crayons. And apparently we're going to go out into the living room and watch this later. But apparently John Oliver did a couple more last week tonights, and he's doing it from his home with no audience. And Stephen Colbert is doing his with no audience. Like you said, Bill Maher. I love it, though. I can't get enough of it. I love the rawness of it. I love that it reminds us all that they're not just these mythical figures, but they're all people. Kelly and Ryan for Live with Kelly and Ryan have been doing theirs via Skype. It's been great. I love watching it. It has made you realize what a weird time this is, but everybody is still finding ways to connect. And in that aspect, it's really cool. The virus isn't cool. The virus is dangerous. It's scary. I get that. I'm not glorifying the virus, but I'm talking about these cool things and these little niches that we're learning about humanity. It's just awesome.
I just find it kind of weird, because you're so used to, like, when these guys tell jokes or whatever, and, you know, you hear the crowd, you know, at least some applause or some laughter, or, you know, every once in a while they get a little play back and forth between the audience and the host. And now you don't have any of that. And it's to me, I find it kind of creepy, but it is still kind of cool. I'm drawn to watching it. You know what I mean?
Right. And you know, what's also kind of neat is I've known this for a while. I forget where I read it, but they were talking about how people actually laughing out loud is more of a social cue. It's more of a social response to hearing other people's laughter that makes us laugh. If you notice, even before all of this, when you watch like a stand-up special on television, I don't know if you typically do that, but sometimes if you're watching alone, you will think that the comedian is funny, but you may not find yourself laughing out loud. But if you are out in public and other people are laughing and there's these laughing social cues, you'll find yourself laughing at stuff that may not even be that funny. So now you really realize that is kind of heightened when we're watching these shows and these late night talk shows with no laughter. And it does feel weird, but it's also really intriguing, like you said.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where, like, wait, was that was he actually joking or was that serious? am I supposed to laugh here? Yeah. Not laugh here? I don't want to miss something because, you know, he may not pause.
Right.
So yeah, it can be a little awkward.
We're really learning how much we use social cues for things. But you know what? I just want to encourage everybody to go on YouTube, or if you have social media, you can find it on social media. But if you don't, like we don't, or I don't rather, go on YouTube and see these videos and watch these home concerts. You know, grab a beer from your fridge and sit on your couch, put it on the television, and sit back and watch your own personal home concert from these musicians. I mean, you can go on there and Google pretty much any musician you want, and they've got some kind of video out there. But I'll tell you what, the Brad Paisley and the Keith Urban and the Luke Combs, those were awesome. And I encourage everybody to look those up and watch them. But yeah, grab a beer and sit back and pretend a little, you know, get your childhood back and pretend a little that you're in a bar, whatever you want to do, whatever gets you through.
What kind of childhood did you have when you were sitting there pretending about being a bar and a child?
Okay.
What the hell were you doing?
Childhood meaning pretend. Pretend, bar adult pretend. Oh, shit.
Pretend like when you were back as a kid going into the bars.
It was a great childhood, let me tell you. I grew up in the Midwest, well, you know.
That's true.
You know, another thing that I think is kind of cool, good news, is when you talk about community and everything, is I saw that there's a lot of people, not everybody, but in certain communities and neighborhoods, they're actually putting like stuffed animals and bears and stuff in their windows. And they're doing like a bear hunt for children. So like when kids are going out because they're not in school and they're limited on things they can do, a lot of playgrounds and stuff are shut down because of coronavirus. They're walking around and they're doing this bear hunt. So they're spotting all the stuffed animals that people are putting into their windows. And apparently that's based on a children's book called Going Bear Hunting, or We're Going on a Bear Hunt, or something like that. I was actually walking through.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was actually walking through my neighborhood, taking the dogs for a walk, and I started noticing a bunch of rainbows in windows. Just pieces of paper, painted rainbows, or like people were painting on their windows. And I was like, what is this? Like, Is this also some kind of spreading of joy? And I went home and Googled it. And sure enough, that's another thing that a lot of houses with kids are doing, is they're putting rainbows in the windows so kids can do a rainbow scavenger hunt as well. And I'll tell you what, my neighborhood is covered with them. I mean, every other house has rainbows in it. It's actually kind of cool to see when you're walking down the street. And some people are getting really creative with it. This one house has they did their whole front picture window as like stained glass with the rainbow colors, which is pretty neat.
That's some interesting stuff. I live out in the sticks, so I don't see any of that kind of stuff.
We know, based on your whole tractor story you just told us. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. With your tractor and your bush hog, I could have never figured out that you lived in the sticks.
You got your auger out there too? Jesus.
No, but I have thought about buying one.
Oh my God. you don't need to be on Brain Turd. Yeah, you need to be on some Tractor Supply Plus podcast.
Yeah, I've got nothing for that because, yeah, I live in the sticks and there are, it's completely different when you're out here as opposed to being in a neighborhood. If I find any bears, it's not a good thing.
They're not just stuffed animals in your windows, huh?
Yeah, you're running. That's what you're doing. You're hoping to find shelter.
Yeah, I hear you. Another thing too is I have looked on some of these live camera shots of like Times Square, and I will say when you were speaking about stuff that's eerie, it is eerie seeing Times Square completely deserted.
Oh yeah, look at pictures from like Las Vegas on the Strip and stuff. Yeah, that shit's kind of creepy when you see how empty that stuff is. It's interesting because I go into town here, a little bitty town. Well, not little bitty, but it's a small city. In Lafayette, Indiana, I go in there and it barely looks like people are even slowing down there. But yeah, you look at these big cities like New York and Las Vegas and hell, they're like deserted.
It's just so different going from where you are in the Midwest to me in the state of New York. I mean, literally just from one state to the next, depending on how the governors and everything are handling the situation, it's just so drastically different. And I honestly can't sing enough praises about Governor Cuomo up here. He's done, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, in my opinion, one hell of a job taking care of our situation and doing what we got to do. And we actually just got 1,000 ventilators donated to us from China because he's been working with China and making deals over there to try and get us ventilators. They graciously donated 1,000 more ventilators. And then the governor of Oregon actually just donated another 140 ventilators to us. So we've got 1,140 ventilators coming, and they couldn't come at a better time. And Governor Cuomo has made it clear that, you know, when we don't need them anymore, and when we get the situation and the fire put out over here, we are more than willing to send them elsewhere and send these supplies out and help other people. But finally, we got some good news today saying that we were getting those ventilators sent over. So much needed.
That's good. Yeah. I'll give Governor Holcomb credit. The guy's, I mean, he's done a pretty good job. I mean, he hasn't been at the forefront of anything, but then again, we haven't been hit like everybody else. So, you know, he hasn't exactly had to be the leader of anything, but you know, for as far as being governor of this state and doing things, you know, shutting schools down and stuff, I think he's done a pretty good job. I mean, you can't get everybody to listen to him. They're just not going to. But
well,
for the most
human.
Part, I'd say that
that's human nature.
Oh yeah, I'm. But again, I'd say for the most part, I think you got a lot of people that are taking responsibility for their own actions, and they are staying at home and doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, one thing I'll say about America is I think we are slow to learn. I think we are very slow to learn, but once we learn, I think we can make a big difference. And I think you're slowly starting to see a turning point. When you do go out, you're really starting to see people take precautions. And that's good, because we need to, because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We don't know exactly when that end of the tunnel is going to be here, but we're hoping we reach apex soon and we can get over this hump and just start coasting downhill. We don't know when it's going to be, but we are going to get through it. And you talk about how time flies. We're already at about the end of this episode. But before we go, I wanted to ask you, I mean, what's kind of your everyday routine right now? Are you trying to stay in a routine during this pandemic? Because you have now been off for about 2 weeks, and you're going to be off for at least another week in Indiana. I'm going to be off till God knows when up here. But are you trying to stay in a routine? What's kind of your process?
Unfortunately, I have kind of broken my routine, and I have been going to sleep later and waking up later in the day. But for the most part, yeah, I just do whatever I can to keep myself busy, or, you know, kind of keep myself occupied. Sometimes it was kind of a crappy day outside, so I spent most of my time, really honestly, I've been watching some videos on things and reading some articles, and I still haven't turned on the TV, and I've been up all day. So
right.
Yeah, I just try to keep myself occupied. I don't really worry about routine right now. Maybe once I get a little bit closer to having to go back to work, then I'll start worrying about my routine. But as of right now, I know I've got at least probably a couple more weeks off. So I just kind of keep myself busy, keep myself occupied so I don't go stir crazy.
Yeah, I definitely think that's the best thing you can do. I think having some part of a routine is very important. I think just getting up and getting dressed in the day is super important. Me personally, I've just been trying to go to bed at a reasonable hour, get up at a reasonable hour, get dressed, and then just let my day kind of happen as it will.
No, so the only real routine I've tried to kind of stick to a little bit is some of my working out. I mean, it's still been a little bit all over the place, where as far as like what my routine would have normally been, which, you know, like chest, run, whatever, you know, I've been sporadic, like where one day I'll run that I wouldn't normally run. And, you know, the next day I'll be like, you know, maybe I'll lift this or I'll lift that, or take a rest day here, run next day, lift, whatever. But yeah, I try to keep at least some workout routine going.
Sure. Well, I just want to once again put a lot of thoughts and prayers out there to everyone who is in the healthcare field and is battling every day going through this whole coronavirus event. Cases are starting to ramp up, even up here in my area of New York, with my wife being a nurse. I just want to say thank you to everybody who is out there, first responders, grocery store clerks, anybody who's still keeping life as we know it going. I mean, they get thanked a lot. I don't think they're getting thanked a lot from our president. I don't think he cares too deeply about what is actually going on, other than the economic standpoint of it. So I would like to say thank you to all of them, and they are greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to all of them. Like you said, from the grocery store clerk to the nurses and the doctors to the truck drivers,
veterinarians, all of them,
the teachers that are still stuck at home. Yeah. I mean, you got, you know,
anybody who's still out there, the mail carriers,
they're at home, but they're still working.
Right. The mail carriers, all of them. I mean, everybody. But yeah, I mean, if you've got anything in particular that you would like us to talk about on the show, if you want to tweet us now, you can tweet us. That's an easier way for you to get comments out there. We're interested in how you guys are dealing with coronavirus in this quarantine, because every day is quarantine now. It's like we're living in Groundhog Day. Every day is the same. So let us know how you guys are doing. Let us know what your day looks like, or how, not necessarily how it's affecting you negatively, but what are you doing to stay entertained? What are you doing to lift your spirits and stay happy? The concerts has been a great thing for me.
Oh yeah. I mean, if they've got tips on how to, you know, keep yourself busy or anything, you know, tweet that out, you know, stuff that try to keep things uplifted. Don't necessarily want to hear about how sad and all your stories are, but I mean, if you feel like you want to tweet that, that's fine. But you know, let's try to keep this more upbeat.
I feel like it is very tough right now to sift through all of the bad news to find the good, but I think it's very important that we do that. And that's what I'm trying to write about on my blog. That's what we're trying to bring here to this show today. So yes, get on there and tweet us on Twitter. We are Brain Turds on Twitter. We're Brain Turds everywhere. You can follow us on brainturds.podomatic.com. We're on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on TuneIn Radio. We're on Spotify, Player FM, and we are on Podcast Addict. Podcast Addict is what Mark uses. If Mark can use it, you can use it. That's never going to get old. I'm going to say it every single time. It's so simple. Mark is not tech savvy. And Mark likes KISS. He likes Keep It Simple Stupid. So that's what we're doing. So get on Podcast Addict if you want an easy platform to listen to our show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Please stay well and stay healthy. Stay home if you can. And give us a tweet. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, anything. I don't care what it is. Just tweet something. Take it easy, though.